Yeah, the Mishnah starts off. Sukkah, shehi gevoya lamalam yesramama. If the sukkah is higher than 20 yam is tall. Now the Loshon sukkah here means the schach. Usually what Rashi says, the schach is called the sukkah. If the schach is higher than 20 yam is tall, high, it's psula. We have Yehuda Masha, Yehuda holds no, still the sukkah is kosher. So Rashi says, Megvor Meforesh Pukhtayu. The Gemara will explain what the machlek is. We have Yehuda and the Rabbonin. If the schach is lamala, mechofama. Now lamala here means, the Gemara in Erevin says, it means the halal. In other words, the air, the space between the floor and the beginning of the schach has to be more than 20 yamis. If it's exactly 20 yamis, it's still kosher. If the space from the floor until the schach is more than 20 yamis, then that schach is possible. If the schach is not more than 10 tefachim off the ground, also it's psula. It's not right to live there. If it doesn't have three walls, also the sukkah is possible. If you have more sun, than you have shade, also psula. The sukkah is possible. So Rashi learns, sholosh tefachim. We'll learn it out from Sukkim how we know the sukkah has to have at least three walls. And if you don't have three walls, the sukkah is possible. If you have more sun than you have shade, the sukkah is possible. Rashi, a chiddush, Rashi learns, hamuit, the little bit shade that you have, little bit sail, is bottle barayv. It's bottle barayv. Barayhu kimi shenu, it's as if you have no sail, no shade at all. Therefore, there's like no schach. Rashi says, V'yal shem ha-schach kruya sukkah. What does the shem sukkah mean here? It doesn't mean the walls. It means the schach. Al shem the schach. And the side of the schach here, that has to make sail. That has to make shade. So because of the shade that we have, that's why it's called the sukkah. Now the kashra on this Rashi, all the Acharena Master, Rishayim even asked, like how does it have to be bottle barayv? Pasir Rashi means the little bit shade that you have is bottle barayv. The little bit schach that you have is bottle barayv with the sun. So Chura, how could it be bottle barayv? You see the schach. Like you have two or three beams there. True, most of it is open. Therefore, there's more sun coming in there. There is shade. But I call upon him, you have schach there. There are beams there. So how could you say it's bottle barayv? Bottle barayv only applies something we don't know. We don't see it. We say it's bottle barayv. But if it's nicker, you see clearly the beams are still there. How could you say it's bottle barayv? So the Ran explains a little bit here that we're not talking about on top of the tzach, we're talking about on the floor. Because we'll see later on in the Gemara says, even if on top, it's 50-50. Let's say you have one beam there 5 inches. Then you have a space 5 inches. Then another beam 5 inches. Another space 5 inches. If on top it's machza, still the tzach is possible. You know why? Because on the floor, you're going to have more sun than you'll have shade. So the Gemara says, we don't look how it is on top. We look how it is on bottom. In other words, the yisod of the schach is, it has to make tzel, it has to make shade. So we have to look on the floor to see how much shade is in the sukkah. So in the case when we have on the floor more sun than we have shade, so really the shade is not a double shade by mamish. It's not anything you could touch. It's like nothing, the shade. So therefore that's Rashi's lashon, it's like bottle baroid. As if to say that shade on the bottom doesn't have a shade, because most of it is sun. And some want to say Rashi even means the yisod of Ruva Kekula. There's another yisod, Ruva Kekula. If you have most of it, when you want to know a space, an area, like Hilchos Mechitza we have like that. If you have 10 feet, and let's say you have a Mechitza there, 6 feet, the locker is the Mechitza helps for the whole place. Because we say Ruva Kekula. If you have Rova, this 10 Amos, Rova is 10 feet, has the Mechitza there, 6 feet, has the Mechitza, so it helps for the whole space, because Ruva Kekula. If Rova of the area has a mechitza, it's considered like the whole thing has a mechitza. See here also, if on the bottom, Rova of this space here has sun, it's considered like the whole thing is sunny. And therefore it's like bottle the same shade, so you don't have any shade at all. That's why the sukkah is possible. In other words, you say the schach is, you have to have shade here. Shade means on the bottom, you have to at least have 50-50% shade on the bottom. That means on top you have more tzel, you have more schach than you have openings. But if on the bottom there's more sun than shade, then we say that small part of the shade is like bottle, it's not considered there, so it has no schach at all. Alright, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So the Gemara. Tanan Hossim, we learn the Masechta Ervin, Movui Shu Gevoya Meyeskramama. If you have a Movui is usually a street, a side street, that's open, that has mechitzas on three sides, and the fourth side is open. So with Rabbonin, you have to make a heker on the fourth side. Either you put a lechi, a beam going straight up, or else you put a kura, a beam going across on the entrance of the Mavi, you have to have a kura going across. Now the locker is, how high could that kura going across the entrance be? So in Erevim we learned that Mavi should Gavayim Yesem Amma. If the kura is higher than 20 yamas high, is Yamayit. You have to bring it down. But if it's still higher than 20 yamas, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Waimah ain't a tzorach. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, like it says in our Mishnah, ain't a tzorach. Even though the kura is more than 20 yamas high, still it's kosher. That's the locker there by Mavi. Fred Gemara, Maishina Gabi Sukka, the Tani Psula. How come in our Mishnah it only says Lashem Psula? If the schach is Lamala, Mieschem Amma, it's Psula, that's all. O Maishina Gabi Mavi, the Tani Takantum. By Mavi, it doesn't only say if it's more than 20 yamas high, the kura, it's Psula. But there it says a takon, it says what you should do about it. It says you might. It says, you know, if you put it up too high, bring it down. So how come there in Erevin explains that takonic says what you should do? And here, by Sukkah, it only says psula, it doesn't go to explain how you should fix it. So Gemara says two terutzim. Sukkah di araisa toni psula. Sukkah, now in Mishnah we're talking about a mitzvah di araisa, you have to have a sukkah, you have to have tzchach. And when you have lamala mechof, it's possum di araisa. So since it's possible to raise a toni psula, it's possible for the Mishnah to say psula. Like Rashi says, toni psula means shayach lemisni bei loshem posel. Kolaymar loynasas ketoru kalacham. You did not do it the way you were supposed to. Now how are you supposed to do it? The Torah said how you're supposed to do it. It's like before we learned the Mishnayosin, we know already what the Torah said to make a sukkah. So now the Mishnah come along and tell us you did not do it the way the Torah told you to do it. So it's possible to say loshem psula. Mashenkein Movui by the locus of Ervin, the Rabbonin, there is only Midrabbonin. Because Midiraisa, when you have three walls, three mechitzas around you, you're allowed to carry in there. Even though it's a machlekes Rishonim, some shittas learn that even a Rishus Sayochid Midiraisa is enough with just three walls around you. The Rambam shittim is no. You need four walls around you to make it a Rishus Sayochid. But that's only to give it a din Rishus Sayochid Midiraisa. Like if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, the only chayiv of that Rishus HaYochid has four walls around it. Let's say that Rishus HaYochid only has three walls around it. If you carry from right outside the Rishus HaRabim into it, according to Rambam, you're potter. But you're potter because it's not called Rishus HaYochid. But the Rambam is moedah though that midiraisa you are allowed to carry in that area. Let's say you have a big area that has three walls around it. Midiraisa inside those three walls, it's not called Rishus HaRabim though. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim either. Therefore, Midiraisa, you are allowed to carry inside those three walls. So here the Mavi is like a side road that has three walls, and all along it has chatserim, and it has houses. So the houses are all along the three corners, like three walls to it. So it's only open on the fourth side. So therefore, Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry inside the Mavi. So, Mavi Dirabonin, Toni Takanta. By a Mavi, that if you put the Kura Lamala Mechof, it's only possible with the Rabbonin. So therefore, the Mishnah over there says the Takon, it says how to fix it up. So Rashi explains, Mavi, the Kula Midrabbonin, the Midiraisa Sagilov Shalosh Mechitis. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry as long as you have three Mechitis around you. The Anasarok Lakura Zuela Midrabbonin. You only have to have the Kura with this beam going straight across the top of the entrance, Midrabbonin. Therefore, Toni Takanta. It says, watch how you do to fix it up. The loy shayach lemisni boloshem psul. It's not shayach for our the Mishnah the end Erev to say it's posul. The man posul kodim shenishtus Mishnah zu. What do you mean it's posul? Who said it's posul? Midiraisa, you don't need a kair altogether. It's only midirabbonin you have to have a kair. Who's teaching us what the rabbonin said? The Mishnah is teaching us. So the Mishnah can't just say psula, like we don't know it's posul before this. Harehi tchila sarosu mitzvosim. That Mishnah Erev is the first place that is teaching us the halach is of an Erev. Therefore, it can't just say psulam, it has to say the takon, it has to say how to fix it up. Therefore, the Mishnah there says, if you have your kura, lamale, mechofam, you know what you have to do? Bring it down, lower it down. That's what you have to do. This is one teretz. The boy is saying with other teretz is no. Via the araisa, nami, toni, takanta. Really, on mitzvah, the araisa, it's possible for Mishnah to say a takon. Therefore, we have a question, why didn't our Mishnah say here, that sukkah, she gavoy, lamale, meyeser, mama, should have said you mayit. Why does the Mishnah just say psula? Why didn't it say how to fix it up? Rashi, your boy is saying the deraisa nami shayach lemei matakanto. And a mitzvah deraisa also you can afford to say how you're supposed to fix it up. So then why didn't the Mishnah say to fix it up, lower it? Miu, sukkah dinafisha milsa. There's a lot of halachas now, Mishnah. Posik v'toni psula. Therefore the Mishnah stam wants to say it's posul. Mashen kein movui, the loy nofish milei. By the other halacha of the Kura, it's talking about just one halacha. that if the curve is lamala mechof, it's possum. So instead of saying possum, let's explain to the Rebbe how you fix it up, bring it down. Toni takanta. There the kerfua to say how you fix it up. So Drashi, sukkah denafishim ilsum, v'yein daimatak nesayim zulazu. Like the Mishnah says, a lot of different things that are possible here. And if the Mishnah will go to explain how you fix up each one, it'll take a long time. V'tzorach l'shanes haloshin. You have to say different words. L'chol takona v'takona. Each way to fix it up is a whole different story. V'goyim b'gvoya yamayim. The first Mishnah part that says it's possible is too high, it says you fix it up, lower it. U'gesheinu gvoya, when it's not so high, it's less than 10 tefachim high, you have to say yagbiya. Can't say the same lashon yamayit. You have to say bring it up. L'shein l'sholosh nefanis yasala. You have to say you have to make a third rule. V'shechamos ruba yaisa schach. You have to say the eitzer is put more schach on top of yisukum. Hilkach posuk v'toni psula. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to say a short lashon. You should know it's possible. The moslech minul kula v'hach psula. You can put everything together in one word that it's all possible. The kaimalon that yishan odel metalmida derek tzora. We have the Gemara in Pesachim, it's always good to teach in a short lashon. In other words, short and sharp will understand you and he'll remember it. But if you start to elaborate too much, he'll forget it. So it's always better to say something short. Therefore, the Mishnah would rather just say psula, even though really it could have explained the ways to fix it, but it'll take too long, so it just says psula. Yeah. Weiter. That Mishnah only talks about one thing. It's just saying if the curve is too high, so there's one way to fix it. Just lower it. That's why the Mishnah says it. Now the Gemara says, how do we know Pshan now Mishnah, according to the Tanakam at least, that if the sukkah, if the schach, is higher than 20 yamas off the ground, it's possible. How do we know that? So there's a lot of different pshatim here. First, Omar Rabba. Rabba says like this. The Yomar Kro, the Pasuk says, Laman yedu derasechem. Everybody, all the generation should know. Ki ba'asukah so'yishafi es b'nei Yisrael. That Poshut Pshan the Pasuk is that Hashem wants us to remember the Inyan when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, we lived in sukkahs there. We had the Ananiah covered on top of us. So to remember the Ananiah covered that we lived in the Midbar, we're supposed to make a sukkah. But we dashen now that it means to say, like Rashi says, Laman yedu. What dashing means to say, say sukkah, make a sukkah, sheyishivosa nikeres l'chor. That when you're sitting in the sukkah, you could realize, you could see the schach. The chsib v'dashin yedu. Ki basukkah sashavti means sevisim leishav hachi. As if to say, Hashem is telling us, sit in the sukkah in order that you could realize that you're in the sukkah. So Rav Yafagav, the enyotzim de'chutah, the heck of an anya kovid, miudashim leledroshim. Havad the poshup shan, the poshup means just ledoiroys, you should remember that there was an anya kovid in the midbar. We're also dashing in the pasuk to say that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to realize, you have to see the schach. You have to remember the schach. Now, what's wrong if it's more than 20 yamas high? The klal is that lamala meyeschem mamad, the Gemara says, einodem yodeya shadar basukkah. If the schach is more than 20 yamas high, you don't realize you're in the sukkah now. You don't see the schach. Why? Mishum de lo sholta beyeno. Because normally your eyesight, you don't start looking up. You don't see something above you 20 yamas high. It's too tall. Avad, you could look up and see it. But a normal way, the way you turn around and see, normal sight, you only see what's doing up until 20 yamas. When it's more than 20 yamas high, you don't realize it. Shrash l'sholta b'yeinam, sheinu royet haschach. V'sukkah hain haschach kishmo, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. What does the term mean by sukkah? What's called the sukkah? The schach. That you have tzel, you have the shade inside, that's called the schach. So you have to be able to see what's causing the tzel. The schach on top, you have to be able to see it. And if it's more than 20 yamas high, usually you don't see it. So therefore, that's possible midiraisim. That's the way Rabba dashes this posuk. And Pasha, the other man, Yerma, don't like this Rosha, because they said, we'll see in a day, this posuk is talking about Stam. Make it the Koran Ladaris that there was in Ananiah Kovid. Not like Rabba says. Right. But this is Rabba's Rosha. Rab Zera says differently. Rab Zera Omer Mehocha, from this posuk. So posuk in Yishayahu, V'esukah tiyel etzel yoimam, a sukkah that should be for you, to protect you from the daytime, mechara from the heat. In other words, sukkah means there should be tzel. You should have shade from the sukkah. So we hold like this. Ad eskrimama odem yoshev etzel sukkah. If the schach is not more than 20 yamas high, then you know why you have shade on the bottom? Because of the schach. The schach is what causes there to be shade on the bottom. That's what's protecting you from the sun, like this pasuk says. A sukkah is something that protects you from the sun. Mashenke lamalo mi'eskrimama, if the schach is more than 20 yamas above the ground, then we say, Ein adem yoshev etzel sukkah, even though on the bottom it's shady, but it's not considered the shade came from the schach, from the top covering. Elo b'tzel d'fanus. Rather, we say, where does the shade come from? From the walls. Since the walls are so high up, if you ask those tall walls, you know what blocks the sun from coming in? It's the walls that's blocking it, not the schach. And the pasuk says, what's called the sukkah? If the schach, the top part, has to stop the sun from coming in. Rashi is sukkah tiel etzel, mashma ein schach el osu etzel. What's called the schach? What's called the sukkah? Only something that causes you to have shade. It has to protect you from the sun. So if it's more than 20 yamas high, then we say it doesn't protect you from the sun. I will soon speak out. But the Mormon lay Abaya. So Abaya said like this, Elam Ayatev, that's the side of a sukkah, that the schach has to protect you from the sun. It's the schach that causes the sun not to come in. What's going to be, Ho'isa sukkosa v'yashteros kanayim. What's going to be if somebody makes a sukkah in the middle, in between two big mountains? Ashteros kanayim is a place, Rashi. A shnei horim gederlim, two big mountains. There was a valley in between them. Since they have two big mouths on the two sides of you, there's no sun at all coming into the bottom valley. So what's going to be if you make your sukkah on the bottom, in between two mountains? Is Hochin Amad Lo have a sukkah? You want to tell me in such a case a sukkah is possible? So some say maybe Enechanami, Paisos Enu Porsche, no. How about in such a case the sukkah is still kosher? Zechurat Zakasher, according to you. So you see, you could have a sukkah even though the schach is not causing the shade. Or Malay, so he answered back Poshid. Reb Zeri answered back Poshid. Or Malay, Hossam over there in the case we have the mountains, Dal Ashtaros Kanaya Mikatzel Sukkah. True. You know what's stopping the shade, the sun from coming in? The mountains. But if you would take away the mountains, what would stop the sun from coming in? The schach. So since this is a sukkah that's row to stop the sun from coming in, that's called a good schach. Like in other words, there's nothing wrong if two things stop the sun. If the schach and something else also stops the sun, that's good. But a koponim, if they wouldn't have been for the mountains, the schach would also stop the sun from coming in. Then it's kosher. Abahocha, when the walls are more than 20 yamas tall, and you first have your roof above 20 yamas, then we say dal defanis. If you take away your defanis, take away your walls, lek it sail, you won't have any shade at all. In other words, when the walls are so tall, even though you have a roof on top, that roof on top does not protect you from the sun. That is not what causes the shade on the bottom. What causes the shade on the bottom is only the walls. And if you take away the walls of the sukkah, that schach on top would not cause shade. So Rashi learns like this, Dal defanis, if you take away the sides, the walls, lek it sail sukkah. You would not have any shade of the sukkah. Said Rashi, why? Shechama bo mitachter. So son, that the sun sneaks in on the bottom. Nimsa shmo bottle. What's the whole yisoid of a schach? That means something that causes shade. Now here, if the schach is 20 yamas high, even if you take away the walls, the sunlight would still come in on the bottom. So maisa on the bottom, you still have sun there. That's not called a schach. Now the Rishonim asked the kash, the chura depends, what are we talking about? What part of the day? If we're talking about in the morning or evening, no matter how small the walls are, the thing that stops the sun from coming in is the walls, not the schach, because the sun is on the side. So what stops the sun from coming in? The walls. So the chur of the Gemara has to be talking about like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. By midday, that's the time the sun is directly above. So then we say the sun goes straight down. Then it depends. If you have a schach there, so that's what stops the sun from coming in. That's called a good schach. So the Rashi asked the kasha, so what's Pshat Gemara then? The Chori, if the sun is straight above you, no matter how tall the schach is, let's say the schach is 100 feet high. The Chori, you know what causes the shade on the bottom? That's schach. The sun is straight above and you have a schach here, so that causes the shade on the bottom. What do I care if it's more than 20 on the side? You say the shade comes from the walls. Why does it come from the walls? Why doesn't the sun stop it? He says the Rashi Mataret is that we're not talking about Yomei Tishrei, Yomei Nisi, we're talking about Yomei Tishrei. That on Yomei Tishrei, even at 12 o'clock in the day, still the sun is not directly above, it's still a little bit on the side. So therefore, it would only be 20 yamas tall, it'd be the schach that causes the shade. But now that it's higher, it's not the schach that causes the shade. But Rashi's mashma a little bit different, and the Aruch HaNeir wants it in Masbim. Like Chura, the farther away something is, the smaller and smaller it gets. So in other words, if this schach is more so high up, it's so small up there that Megayit here, like Rashi says, the sun creeps in from the side. Like if you have it more than 20 feet high, well, 20 yamas is maybe 40 feet, 30 feet high. If you have this chach above there, let's say it's only 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Since it's so high up, like Rashi's saying, it won't cause to have shade on the floor. Because by the time the sun comes to the floor, it creeps in from the side. Because something that's so far away from you is seen much smaller. In other words, it can't protect the sun from coming down. That's the mashma from Rashi. So l'maisa, if the schach is more than 20 yamas tall, it doesn't protect, doesn't stop the sun from coming in. That's not called schach. Therefore, it's posel. This is the pshat from Rava, that he dashed this posek in Yeshayahu, in Pshat Reb Zeira, that the sukkah til itzel. The schach has to be something that causes shade. Right, huh? For Rava says like this, Mehoch, another posek. You have to live in the sukkah 7 days. Omra Torah, the Torah teaches us, tells us that kol shivas hayomim, all these 7 days, say mi diras kfa, go out of your house, your permanent living, v'shev mi diras aray, and now go live into a temporary living. Go into the sukkah that's called a temporary living. That's the pshat from basukas teishvu shivas hayomim. You only live in there just 7 days. It's not a permanent living. It's a temporary living. So we hold like this. Ad eskra mama, if you have your walls up until 20 yamas tall, odem oisa dirosa dirasarai. It's possible to make the wall not so strong. Since it's only 20 yamas high, it'll stay up even though it's not so strong walls. That's called like a temporary building. Mashenke lamala mi eskra mama. Once you make your walls more than 20 yamas high, is a odem oisa dirosa dirasarai. It's not possible to make those walls so simple or cave in. In order to make walls more than 20 yamas high, you have to make them very strong, the walls. Therefore, it becomes due to diras kva, that's why the sukkah is possible. Ela diras kva, it's no more diras arai, it has to be a permanent living, and that's possible. So, omalei abayis, abayis, back to Rava, lechura, ela meyativ, that's your svara, what's going to be? Osa mechitza shabazon. Let's say somebody makes a small sukkah, only 10 feet high, but imamish makes it from big walls he makes from barzon. Even though Lechura Basel, you could say it's Lavdavka. The only Chazanish Lechura has learned here Lavdavka. Because Chazanish learned, you know, that sukkah has to be held up by a maimid that's not Makabal Tumah. So maybe you can't use metal to hold up your sukkah. We're makel to say if you have a wood going across. But the Chazanish thinks of that. He holds what has to hold up the sukkah has to be from the floor. It has to be wood holding up. So here the Gemara says, Lechura, you make Mechitza Shabazel with Kashem. Lechura means Lavdavka Shabazel. Yikah the Gemara means, let's say you make very strong walls. What's going to be then? You can tell me a sukkah is puzzle. Like some people have amish in the middle of the house. They have a regular house, and in the middle of the house, the roof opens up, and they make a sukkah there. So then the sukkah should be puzzled, because the mice of the walls you have for your sukkah are very strong walls. And we know not like that. So who is a kasha and you rova? You see, that's not what the Torah means. The Torah doesn't mean to say that if the walls are kavua, it's puzzle walls, because then I was like, how could you have strong walls smaller than 20 amish? So Amalei, Rav answered back like this. You know what I meant to say like this? This is what I meant to say. When the Torah says this year of Diras Kfan, Diras Arai, it doesn't really mean the sukkah has to be only a temporary living. Avadi could be also a kfa. It could be a permanent living. But the Torah is teaching us the shear. The Torah is saying, Lamoshala, how high it can still be kosher. And the Torah is telling us, Ad chafamam, up until 20 amas high, diyodemaisa dirosa diras arai, it's possible to make the walls 20 amas high, and still there are only temporary walls, is kiyavad le diras kva, nami nothing. In other words, that's the shear. Up until 20 amas, the sukkah is kosher. So even though now you make the walls, permanent walls, still it's kosher. Because the Torah doesn't really mean it has to be temporary. The Torah just means the shear. Up until how high is the walls possible to be temporary? Is it possible to be arai? Up until 20 amas. So now up until 20 amas, no matter how you make the walls, they're kosher. But lamala mechav, once you make the walls more than 20 yamas high, is the other moisli rosa diras kva. It's not possible to make those walls to stay only diras arai, a temporary wall. It has to be made a permanent wall. So therefore, kiyovad le diras arai, even if somehow you're going to make a temporary wall, nami lanofik, still you're not yoitza. No, the Torah is like teaching us a shir. Like Rashi says, Adesamam the other Moisa, Shap Bidomi, Devada Yeshmachla Kvarain, Freyosa Katara, Viakochlek, Pidu Tari al Arai, Ella Lishem Shir. That's what the Torah says the sukkah should be an Arai, temporary. It doesn't mean mamish temporary, it just means it should be the shir, the size. Lo Seth Lachor Shir Begoivam. The Torah is teaching us how tall could the walls be. That normal talking, those walls could stay up in a temporary manner. That's up until 20 amis. But once it goes more than 20 amis, usually it has to be in a permanent manner. So that the Torah says is possible. So these are a few different sheets we have, how you know sukkah l'malam mechof is possible. So now the Gemara explain how come one doesn't hold from the other one. The Gemara says, kula karaba, the other one didn't like Rabbi's first Torah that he says, l'man yedu d'arifeichem, ki basukkah sashafti. They don't like Rabbi's pshat. Kula karaba l'yamri, hahu yedil d'arifei. You know what the pasuk means, l'man yedu d'arifeichem? It just means that the deres for every generation, we should do something to remember that the Yidin, when they were in the Midbar, they had a sukkah there, and they had the Ananya covered. So we do something now to remember us, to remind us how they lived then. But not that the Torah mamish means you have to be able to see the schach. Shrashi Yehu, lav b'yediyah, the yeshiva sukkah koma. The pasuk is not saying when you're in the sukkah, you have to realize you're in the sukkah. Just remember you how the Yidin lived in the Midbar. In the Midbar they lived, they had the Ananya covered on top of them, so you're supposed to remember. How tall? Torah's not talking about the height. Could be 50 yamas high. So that's why they don't like Rabbi's pshat. How come they don't like Rabbi Zeira's pshat? He dashed in the pasuk that sukkah teal itzeo, that the pshat from the sukkah, from the schach, has to be something that causes shade. And if it's more than 20 amos high, it doesn't call shade. So Gemara says, "Kareb zera nami lo yamri." They don't like his pshat. Why? Because that pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Hahuli yamaisa mashiach udichsev." That pasuk is talking about what's going to be in yamaisa mashiach. And yamaisa mashiach is going to be sukkahs for us to protect us from the sun. But it's not talking about mitzvah sukkah. So Rashi, yamaisa mashiach, oisam sukkahs yil etzeil lo einig. Well, the mister, those sukkahs will be in yamaisa mashiach. They'll be to give us pleasure. Our sukkahs mitzvah ain't lo etzeil. But maybe the sukkah that we make, the shame mitzvah sukkah, doesn't have to be yisoy to cause shade. Maybe even though it's 50 yamas tall, even though it doesn't cause any shade, maybe it'll still be kosher. Yeah. For Rabbi Zeira, what does Rabbi Zeira do? Of course, a good kasha. The pasuk in Yeshayahu is talking about Yemoisa Mashiach. So how could Rabbi Zeira learn out from there mitzvah sukkah? So Rabbi Zeira says, it's like just teaching us to teach. What's the explanation of the word sukkah? In Cain, if the pasuk only meant what's going to be in Yemoisa Mashiach, lay makrov a chuppah til itzel. The Pasuk there, Joshua said, there'll be a chuppah. There'll be something on top of us protecting us. Let's say, Yoimim. Omai, O sukkah, tiya letzel, Yoimim. What does the Pasuk say? A sukkah will be there to protect us? Shamad minotarti. It's going to teach us two things. True, then you might say, Mashiach, there'll be sukkahs there that will protect us. But since the Pasuk uses the word sukkah, it comes to explain to us what's the taich, what's the explanation of the word sukkah. It means something that causes sail. You have to have something that causes sail to come down. And therefore, Rabbi Zeira says that it's more than 20 amos high. That does not cause the shade. What causes the shade is the walls. Therefore, the sukkah is so high up, the sack so high up, it's like a puzzle. Right, the Karova Namal Yami, why don't we hold like Rava's last pshat? Basukah's teshu shivas yamin. It means a diras arai and not a diras kva. The Rav says, Mishum kushid yabayim. Because Abayim has a good kasha there. The Abayim has back. What's going to be if somebody makes good walls, not 20 amos high, but it makes nice thick walls, like he has his own house. And in the middle of his house, he has the roof come off. So the chura, that's called diras kvar. So how could it be yitzah then? So because of Abayah's kasha, they don't like Rav's terrace. Even though Rav answered to say, the Torah only means the sheer, the size, and not the real, actually permanent living. But we don't like that pshat, like Abayah's kasha. It's not much like that. Either the pasuk means, basukas teishu shivas yamin, you have to be in a living that's only a temporary living, then you can't live in good walls. And we know you're allowed to have good walls there. So therefore, we don't like Rav's pshat. So therefore, each one has his own pshat. One does not agree with the other one. Who does Rav Yashia go according to? According to which one of these svaris that a schuk l'mal l'michav should be possible?